Dale Meyer and Valley Publishing Limited present Unmasked, Psychic Visions Book 14 by Dale Meyer. Narrated for you by Brenda Scott Waslow. Chapter 1. Lacey Paulson stepped outside of the Naples International Airport building, stepping away from the crowds, where she could take a moment to realize she truly was in Italy. Not just Italy, but Naples. Almost at her last stop, Pompeii. She was a long way from Kansas. Lacey tilted her face to the sun and took a deep breath, loving the hot, dusty air. Inside, she wanted to shout and cheer and scream for joy. This was her dream trip, the one she never thought she'd take. Lacey wouldn't be here if it weren't for her cousin Chana phoning to say their photographer had just quit on her archaeological dig, and that Lacey could come join Chana for a couple of weeks this summer and take the other photographer's place. Lacey had screamed, yes! What perfect timing! She was a teacher, and her summer holidays had just started. But she'd have done anything to make her dream trip finally happen. Ever since she was a little girl, she dreamed of Pompeii. As in, seriously dreamed of that place. She didn't understand why, but her fascination was so deep. The older she got, the more Pompeii had taken over her life. This was an opportunity of a lifetime, and her first trip overseas, her first true vacation in years. And this one was paid for. What luck! She'd never had a chance to go into archaeology, even though she was a history buff. Still, her hobby was photography, hence Chana's suggestion. Lacey slung her duffel bag over her shoulder and walked toward where all the cabs were lined up. Chana had said someone from the dig would pick her up. Lacey stood still, her gaze glancing across the multitude of faces, wondering how she was supposed to find anybody in this crowd. There, a big white placard with her name on it caught her eye. She walked toward what looked to be a 27, 28-year-old male, still dusty from being on the dig, but his smile was bright when he saw her. "You must be Lacey," he said, holding out his hand. "I'm Tom Masters, one of the interns working the dig. Chana sent me to collect you." Lacey gave his hand a good shake and smiled back. "I'm glad to see you. I haven't traveled much, so I was worried how I would find you." He chuckled and motioned at the vehicle behind him. "Not a problem. Come on. Let's get out of the crowds and head to the apartment."
"We can't go to the dig first?"
He shook his head as he turned on the engine and carefully pulled the vehicle out into the traffic. Of course, many others were leaving the airport, too.
"No, it's after 5 o'clock. There's no point. Chana should be at the apartment when we get there. Hopefully, there'll be time before we go out to dinner. Gives you a chance to freshen up or to take a nap to help with jet lag."
Lacey nodded, holding back her disappointment. What did she expect? Of course it was too late today.
"How's the weather these days?"
"For the work we do, it's not too bad. It'll get hotter and dustier as the summer deepens, but at the moment, it's quite nice out there."
"And where exactly are you working?"
"We enter at the Stabian Gate, then continue into one of the back less traveled corners. We're not interested in a dig with all the big mansions and temples. We're doing the work on the common people. It's a much less popular area of Pompeii for both archaeologists and tourists. But for us, it's very satisfactory to uncover the day-to-day routines of the people who supported the city of Pompeii."
Lacey sagged back in her seat with a happy sigh. "Sounds fascinating."
"It is," he said. "Even for those of us who work here day in and day out. It's like opening small..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?